Neydi o adı? So, for bets on both sides of the coin are stumim. That says, erva meha arayis is also. So, what's lichal and erva meha arayis? So, isha sesh is zichra and erva, chivisa, chivkaris. What about anything less than an erva min arayis? So, the time is very salsa, which is erva min arayis. And who are they meidach gisa? Einu bino avin bitay. About grandparents, grandchildren, aunts, uncles, other cousins, hadvarim stumim in the mechabit. And then it says, the time is not on the mechabit. Shkentayna, but in the Shayish Asugyas in Shas and Poiskin, in the Gemaras and the Rishayim, Zachin are taka not clear. How far we extend the Ervin Me'arayas and how far we extend the Heter of Krevis where there's no Hana. So Maisel, Mashal, what are the Shayas in terms of Ervin Me'arayas? So what about Chayvi Lavin? Mashal, Kayin to a Grusha. Zeres to Yisrael, is that Issa Darais or not? It's not Erva Me'arayis, it's not Gila Arayis, it's not Karis. So the Shah is that Nichlal and Erva Me'arayis. So Maisa here, and we probably saw the Prisha is already Medayik, state that David HaMelech was Geyser on what? David HaMelech was Geyser on Kanuya. But anything worse than that, don't say Chayvi Lavin, Yil Issa Darais. That's Nichlal and Erva Me'arayis is Daraisa. A lot of the Chayim quote that's the Chacham Sadam, the Shah HaMelech, and that's the Bash brings here from the Prisha. So, but meidach gisa advarim stumim. The Rambam says erva min arayis. So, shtikol yesh ledayik that erva min arayis means erva, and the mechaber also says erva min arayis. So, lemaisa, there are a bunch of achronim. It says they have a diak from Rashi and Yevamos. Rashi and Yevamos says when you're teaching a geyoris who's coming to this guy, you're teaching a mitzvahs. So, you teach her some of the mitzvahs like yichud. And Rashi says they are yichud deishas ish. Maybe only that's daraisa, not chavi lavin. The yukim lekan lekan. Mikitzim. So, and there are achronim that say lekanatam. Maisa, the big raya they bring, the Chazanish had a raya from the Gemara in Saita, that their Gemara in Saita Davzayin has come out before that an Ashish Ish that comes to Saita, she's Safik Zinsan, he has to take her to the Maim Amarim, that's the Gemara that we saw in the beginning. Moshe Shaytim Chavim, she's Mabur in the Gemara in Saita, it's an Issa Daraisa. So, Achronim Merdeicha is a Chikri Lev that could be, even if Chayvi Lavin or Derabanan, but could be a Saita's worse, because so much state, the Pasuk calls it Tumah. The Nitma, so Tumah could be worse as a din of Arayas. So Meil Chayvi Lavin is one of the unclear Shailas here. And this is the Shail Chayvi Lavin, not so Matsui, for two reasons, because, you know, how often does it happen, a Kayin with a Grusha, a Mamzeres, whatever it is. And for another reason, it's also not so Negev, that's because the whole Shail of Chayvi Lavin and Chayvi Krisa is Pasha's talking about, obviously not an Eishes Ish, because then the table glades an Eishes Ish. But Nachazach says she can't be a Nida, because Berega that she's a Nida, what? Or Katana, right?
Right.
Or she's Tahir.
Right.
I mean, she went to the mikvah, which is not so much. Right, that's right. Like Katana over Bashal, she wasn't not yet person either. Right. If MS is even there, it's interesting. Someone was married to me that it's a zach that it's not common, but it's supposedly not uncommon. You know, the Mishnah in Nida says that a girl could really become a Nida the race if she's one day old. So sometimes when a girl is born, of course, the hormones from the mother. So she's Paris Nida at birth, the baby. The mother's certainly Nida. Sometimes Dam comes out, Pashut, from Isamakum, and the doctors say that it's from the hormones that she gets from the mother, and Mela, the Harechem, is Moisland, it's a good thing. Supposedly it's a sign of health. So, Ibazai, she takabi Nida. So I don't know if we make that a suffix for every Ktana.
Even 1 year old?
Yeah, even 1 day old. The Mishnah says, Bas Yoy Mechad is Tame Nida. You don't have to be Gdeo, so Yeshladin. So it's a shtickle suffix. I don't think we have to start being Matal Sekas that every 4 year old is Nida, but. So Maisa, right? So the whole nidun of chayvik lavin, all these achon, only if she's a penuya who's not a nidun. Once she's a nidun, the chayyur nidun is erva. That's mamash erva. Chayv karis. Chayv should be yichud gomer midareisa. And the Maisa that's taka seems to be the pashtus. And that what was David and Melch geizer? David and Melch was geizer on yichud with a penuya who's not a nidun. And amol it made sense because for tayrus they were going to the mikvah the penuyas. So there was such a thing as a penuya tayr. Lidi don't. We don't have a penuya tayr. If she's a penuya and she's over 12 at least. So she'll be a nida already, and that's it. Chayrit yichud daraisa, and that's what most of the achronim say. Taka in the Sefer Dvar Halacha, he did a Gevaldik Likud, broke him out like every shita and about every shayla, And in his first Madura, so he brings a Shaya of Pinuya Nida, and he says, yeah, but Vada Darais, he brings a couple of Makairis, he didn't find any Chalkin. Chacham Sadam, Chepe Leiv, Archa Shulchan says it over here also. And Zeo Darais, but the emphasis is, even this is Nishna Zay Pashin, and the Hoysophos, he already brought other, you know, he had a few Maduras in the Sefer. The later Maduras, he said, oh, I found Makairis that a Pinuya Nida could Taka be only Yichud Derabanan. There's a couple of tshuvas of the Achrenim of Beis Moshe. Zer Yitzchak of the Al Kulana is there's an Oedi Behuda. There's a he found the Kalachar Yad. The Oedi Behuda really says in Ebenezer Tinyana Ebenezer Siman Amidzayin. So it's Dvarim Brurim there that the Oedi Behuda takes on that a Pnuya Nida is only the Rabbanim, and that was Nichlal in Dovra Melch Zera. He found the tshuvas Marva Olos from Rebuch Yitzchak Khan Inspector that also took on like that. So Shaila is my high. I mean, Kari Zicher Nida Zicher in Erev. So, this raid lakan and achrenim. One of the biggest mekaymus last topic is based on Taisus and Sanhedrin. Because the question is like this: every person, his wife becomes a nida, so why should also be yichud? It's an erva. So the Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin spoke a little last week. Darshin to pasuk suga b'shashanim. So meilo it's mutter al suga b'shanim. So Taisus is bothered in a few places. Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin. What do you mean yichud's daraisa? How could we matter suga b'shanim to be miyachim with your wife? So the meiso. So a nice like this. Is a Shaila how to learn Taisus over there? It's the first Taisus in Sanhedrin Lam Zayin Rav, I jump. So the Maran has a Mahalach there in Taisus that Taisus is saying two Terutzim. And the first Terutz Taisus is saying is that Yichud is only Dumya de Imai, that because we learned from Beni Mecha that only your mother is Mutter B'Yichud, any other ever. It has to be Dumya de Imai. So the first Terutz Taisus the Maran learns is that Imai is a woman that Ema Heter. Right? The Erva of your mother doesn't go away. She can't become Ois mother. Ashenkin and Nida. She's not a nida forever, so maybe there's less of a reason to ask a yichud because you'll wait for the heter. And Maram learns this is not posh. Maram learns is nocha teretz in Taisus. The second teretz in Taisus means to say that it's al pas basale that the iser of yichud araisa is only an isha that you were never boil once. But ishtoi, which taka he was boil once. We're talking about the regular heter of a man with his wife after he was ready boil the first time. So that's why it's not doing the imay. So if you make a cheshbon, what will come out is that this, according to Maran, the second Teretz Taisus is saying that the heter of Nida is because you were boiler once. So that's only by a person's wife, obviously. But according to the way that Maran is learning Taisus, the first Teretz Taisus is saying Nida is kal because Yesh la heter. To me, even Stam a girl who's in Nida, so Pnuya Nida, it's Yesh la heter. Because why would he boil this? Or wait, she'll go to the mikvah and he'll marry her and he'll do everything beheter. So that's one of the tzadim they bring based on this Taisus, that there should be a tzad to make it their Rabbanan. Like we said, the Gedolei Achreinim, the Chacham Sadim, the Shulchan Aruch, so they seem to take on that Tzaka Deraiso. And Meir, that seems to be the Haskamah Sadim. So,
even this Haskamah, why does it take on the Deraiso?
Why does it?
Yeah.
Meaning in Taisus, when he's asking an Ishtanida. Yeah. Right, so he's also saying there are a shtekel of Dumya de Imai. He's saying the drasha of Midaraisa is from the fact that your mother's mother and other Raisa Asas, only the ones that are similar to your mother. So up there, your mother, you never boiled your mother. So that's the dimmi who's making the mother. Your mother, you never boiled, so there's an isser. There would be an isser dimmi to that. But in Nida, who you were once boiled, does ace your wife, so it's not, he puts it into the pasuk from the drasha from dimmi to imay. That's the isser you say over there. Okay, so Al-Kopanim, Malaysia, these are different sfeikos. That's Taka Sosan and this chayilik of the Machaber, this chayilik of the Halacha. Erva min arayis, what's the chayil? Yechav ilavim, shtekam machloikas, pinu yinido, nacham machloikas, nacham shayla. So, but Malaysia, this is like a shtekal, al-derech what we were talking last week. Malaysia, these things are all usr. No one matters these things. It's a derabanan. We try not to do isurim derabanan. So you have to know, for sfeikos, sfeikos, for tzirufin, the Taka Samaysa, these things are usr. And there's other similar sfeikos, the mashal, a woman with a guy. A married romacious ish with a guy. Is that deraisa? That's not a rayas. There's no kares for that. So there may be Taila and the famous machlokes in Sanhedrin, machlokes in Shreinim. If a Yiddish woman is but nevelas to a guy, is it become aser l'vayla or not? There's different sheikas l'kan. But like there, all these things are just the shayla. Is it deraisa? Is it derabanan? What's the gedder of the yichud? So that's mitzad echad. And we'll have nafkaminas per tzirufim. But the iduch isa, the second chelik of the machaber, which is also sussed in the Gemara. And that's the shayla of a mother. What's mefurish in the Mishnah is Beni Mecha, is a son with his mother. And the Mechaber here adds, not just son with mother, but also daughter with father. Now this is really not talking about the Dargis, this is just talking about Heter Gomer, Mutter Gomer. So here, that's all the Mechaber has to say. So, what about, so the Bach already points out, that it's Hu Hadin, grandparents and great-grandparents and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, any paternal relationship where it's going up or down, so that's all mutter. And he bases that on the end of Simen Chaf Aleph, where we see that Lagabe Chibuk Menishik, in terms of the Isra of hugging and kissing, arise, so you let it for a mother and grandmother and great-grandmother, so it's all mutter. So based on that, and that's a Davar Muskim, it seems, in the Mechaber, that the heter of a mother and a daughter also extends to great-grandparents, grandparents, and going up and down.
Why is it Muslim in the Mechaber?
What's that? It's just a Davar Muskim saying that Achrayim seem to accept that. That doesn't know. The says the Ezer Mikodesh has a shtickle pick, but with that saying, in terms of the Achrayim and the Halacha, that seems to be a Davar Muskim. So, but that's basically where the Davar Muskim ends. What's the next step? It's Achaysa, Achaysa. So that's Gemara Pale from the days. That's already a Nidun in the Gemara. The Gemara handles Achaysa, it's a Machlokes, sort of Asi and Shmuel. And the Achrayim already point out here that it's a shtickle Tamua that the Mechaber and the Rambam made shtickle left it out. And so the Emma says that it doesn't really stim with the Gemara either way. Because in the Gemara, Shmuel asers achayse. Shmuel also says you can't be matched with your mother or your daughter. He asers everything. And Rav Asi, who's Mekel, so he's Mekel with your mother and daughter, and also with your sister. So like the Mechaber and the Mechaber and the Rambam are like the loy keman, like neither shita in the Gemara. So like, what's going on? It's the Achrayim are bothered by the Bashir points it out, and the Ritvaz already says like this, a number of Achrayim, the Bash Bereshim, say Taka in Echanami, the Rambam and the Torah hold, the Rambam and Mechaber hold, that Yichud HaMechlez is usher like every Erev, even for a minute. And we don't paskin like Rav Asi, not like Shmuel. We paskin like the Mishnah. What was the end of the Mishnah? The Mechaber says, Lahedya, mother and daughter, doesn't say Achayseh, so we don't accept Shmuel's Chumras that he's arguing on the Mishnah, but we also don't accept the Kula of Achayseh, because it doesn't say any Heter of Achayseh in the Mishnah. And that's what some Achrayim take on. So Lemaisa, the Prisha already, the Prisha over there on the tour points out that he learns with Asa Torah, even though the Torah doesn't say anything, the same stimas, he learns the Torah that Achayseh is Takamutter. And the Mechaber and the Rambam just said, what's the first Mishnah, Enechanami Huadin Achayseh? And the Meil Achayseh is Mutter. And that seems to be the Haskamas Achrayim. That Taka Yichud Machayis is Mutter. Elamai, the Gemara says at Tanai, that's also a Davar Muskim, that's only what Prakim. It can't be Bekvias. Yichud Bekvias and Machayis is also. So we'll get back to that in a minute.
The Bash is learning it in the Shulchan Aruch or just in the Rambam?
I think he's only, because he says he's bothered by the steam. Lama Haramam Behatur. I think when he says Torah, he means also Machaber. And his Hasaga passes on the Machaber. He left it out. Why did he leave it out? So he's saying all these, the Machaber, the Tur, and the Rambam, are all going Al Derech Zu, that Achayis is Taka also. So Tachas Lamaisa already Rav Rishonim for sure say Lahedya. That's already in the Rosh and in the Torah Saisim, but the Torah who wrote Ketzer Piskei Rosh with Moshe points out Nechuba, he was Makel over there, and it's the Ran and the Gedolei Achrayim seem to go with this Heder. That's the Marshal and the Chalkas Mechikik over here is also Makel Chachos Adam Aruch Hashulchan. So Memela they're not by this. So we just have to get back. We'll get back together of what's considered Arai, what's considered Leprakim, because the Heder of Achayisa is a different type of a Heder. It's not Lagamri. So what's halacha l'maisa? It's a bash l'maisa d'ar machmir shaylos of the raisins. So l'maisa is very interesting. Dvar halacha in the sefer Dvar halacha, he brings that they asked the Chazon Ish. Right? The Chazon Ish lived in Bnei Brak, and he at some point lived with his in an adjacent apartment to the stipler, and he was married to his sister. So it says there one of his talmidim once asked the Chazon Ish that when the stipler leaves the city, so how you yachid with your sister? It's a bash. That could not be machmir for the Beis Shmuel. So he writes there in Dvar halacha how he was like on his tractures, he grabbed him, he was like shaking. He's like, Negat the Pashtus of the Gemara and the Rishonim, we're not Machmer for Achrayim. It's Negat the Pashtus of the Gemara and the Rishonim, is that what Mekel? That's what Rav the Rishonim say, Tak, we pass me the Vasi, I saw him in the Mechaber, the Bash. So it seems Talach HaMaisin, that's also the Ramuskim that Tak Yichud Machos is Mutter. So Maisin, what's the Shir? The Gemara doesn't say what the Shir is. Well, Prakim, when it's Arai, it's okay, when it's Bekvias, it's no good. So what's the Shir? So they bring, there's an Imri Yashir, he wants to learn from my Kilchus Brachus, that if you see, you know, by Kilchus Brachus, if you see the Yam HaGadol, the Prakim, once in 30 days, maybe. Right. What's the Hebrew Gemara says? Right. Maybe Rashi there says a prophet. Oh, right. So this is basically what this is where Moshe writes in the Tshuva and this is the Sheva Levi Tainas. That's not a din in 30 days, and we can't just all tzu the brachos. And that the question is, what's the oifen of how you're living? Is it an oifen of just a visit? If it's a visit, it could be really a little longer, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. If it's together, is that it's a temporary type of thing? And it's for kvias, so it could be a problem even after 1 or 2 days. I'm a mashal, if a a brother and sister live in a house and the parents go away, even if it's just for a week. So you can't say that's arai, zakter moishe and shei lo, because that's where they live. That's the emachal kviyas building, that's dar. They're living together and the parents left. So they're already doing brisa makom lahachmir and taka. That's where I'm saying that there's this tzad of shloishim yoyim, but maisa a lot of terms say that the kviyas of moishe, you should be machmir to taka, take care of the beef one way or another. So the shayla is what's going on here. So for mother and daughter, we have a pasuk question. Beni mechla, that you're allowed to be sachar with your mother. And the pshat is that there's no taiva. And the achrayim somehow learn, and the rishonim really learn, that's whether it's your mother or your daughter. That's based on this gemara in Sanhedrin that says that omoin, the melech Menashe's son, was baal imoy, and his mother said klum yishla hanav v'yakum makom shiatzas from them. There was no hanav for your mother, so you didn't have any hanav. The gemara says omoin said I did it lahach says boyri. So the Tosfos Rosh brings that over here in our sugyas and says that we understand that there's no taiva for a mother and daughter. We have a gemara. So what's taka the heter v'chayse? What's the shayla v'chayse? So it's already mafurish in Rashi by us, and a few played Rashi and Sanhedrin Rashi by us, that it's based on Anshei Knesset Gedolei, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Samach Dalet. It says that really on Mol there was an emissa of Festa Taiva for a kravis just like every other Erev. But Anshei Knesset Gedolei were kachlinu le'enev. And they took away the Yetzer of Arayas for kravis, that's what the Gemara says. Emissa is in Rashi by us, it's a little, not medukta, but Rashi by us seems to say it, lagabe mother and daughter. And that's also Rashi in the Rif. Moshe says it's all Tal Seifers. He says the Rashi's, you have to change the Dibar Maskel, whatever it is. And this heter is that actually Knesset Gedolei took away the Taiva and Mela, your sister's mother, because there's no more Taiva. But since it's not that there was no Taiva Beteva Zakhtar Moshe, it's just that they weakened the Yitzhara. So that's this idea, that's a little bit in between. It could be Yachid temporarily, but not Bekvias, because for Mesa Beteva there is a Taiva, just that it says they're Machlash the Taiva actually. What? No, so mother and daughter, Moshe is saying that's from Beni Mecha. That was never saying, that was never a type.
What about the other craving?
Oh, beautiful. So what about the other craving? Meaning, Anshei Knesset Gedolei wasn't a dad and a sister. It was also all other cravings. So Moshe there, it's a part of the Gazach. Moshe there in the Tshuva. Fachriyad, he says this. He's like, upashadu, that not Ali de Kedushin, meaning your aunt through marriage not, but Zakhtar Moshe, your aunt not through marriage, through natural means, let's say it's your mother's sister or your father's sister, in the same breath, Ramesh says about Pasha, that's what to Yachim.
Lufisha.
Right, not Bekvias. But if you ever stuck with you for a minute, so it's Pasha, it's what to Yachim with them, why not? It's the same Svar and the same Gemara. So Lemaisa, yeah, this is a big shy. I mean, so this is what Ramesh says, how he boys this all you say, there's different targets. There's a mother and daughter where there's no type of Bechlal, and Ramesh Taka doesn't bring this Gemara in Amma, and Ramesh Taka brings. He proves from Benoist Light that for mother and daughter, that was intrinsically in the Teva, there was no Taiva. So he says that why did Benoist Light have to be Mashka, Avi, and Yain? Because Vaislais, there was no Taiva Bachal otherwise. And he proves a Vaiter from the fact that Shteit and Rashi, that Moyov, the Bechira, even though she did a mitzvah, and that's why Mashiach came from her, but she's Nenash for calling the kid Moyov. So Frank Moshe in the Shuva, why is she Nenash? So she did a Kabbalah mitzvah. So like therefore it's a special gnai to be masked as Maiso because it was attachment to Lee Taiva. Arayas Lee Taiva Klal. Like Arayas L'Shem Arayas. There's no Taiva Klal. It's like Moshe says that's an added gnai and the male she was Nenash. And that's a Raya that for mother and daughter there's no Taiva Klal.
Father and daughter.
What?
Father and daughter.
That was a father and daughter.
Somebody with
mother and daughter is that's the mother of Beni Mecha.
Mother or their daughter.
Mother or daughter, right. I'm saying we have Makar Shvok. The nice light was the daughter with the father, and the Gemara of Amoin was where he was by his mother, and the Gemara says, Klum Yishlana, you have no Hanav, okay, you have no. So that's what Moshe says. That's my mother daughter, but sister, isn't it? So it says, after Moshe, Anshei Knesset Gedolei took care of the Yichud, the Yitzra for Kravis. So Mela, any blood relative of Kravis should be mother. So Maiso, a lot of some of the Achrayim were Tameya, you know, Mehechetesi, the Gemara doesn't say anything about your aunt, how can you matter Yichud with your aunt. But Maiso, there are Makairis.
What's the Paskin to Lachal Maiso?
Lachal Maiso. Now we should double Paskin.
Oh,
so how do you pass it? So
Maiso, the girl tomorrow.
Moshe Paskin's like that.
What? A girl? Oh, so right, it doesn't work for your, it only works for a man for his aunt, not for your nieces, right? Because your nieces, it's a mitzvah to marry your niece, the Gemara says. So this is only a shayla for your aunt, not a man for his aunt, not for his nieces. Your aunt's takachilik, right?
What's the mitzvah?
It's not an erva. She's a regular girl. Your niece is a regular girl to you. You have to develop like a regular title like every strange woman. Actually, next law didn't take away the title for your niece because they want you to have title and marry your niece.
They don't take away the
Yeah, yeah. So where it says Yitzra Darai is the Isurim, they took away the Shtarka title and it was Machlosh. Maybe it's Mutter, temporary, not permanently.
What?
So Maisa, as Dr. Moshe, for the upper portion. Now, Maisa, so there are Shtekel Makairis. The Rashash emesis, the Gemara by us, when it's speaking about Yichud and Biti, so the Gemara, the Lashon the Gemara is the Meir Omar, his Haru Bibne Biti, his Haru Bibne Kalasi. So the Rashash is Medaik there, like Ramosha, and even more than Ramosha. The Rashash is Medaik there, that all Kratos, one time she necessarily took care of it. So everything what? So the Rashash is learning, even your mother in law, daughter in law, any Kurva shall Isra Arayas, that's how the Rashash learns. So Ramosha.
How close to Kurva?
Yeah, so it'll come out of place, right? Your sister-in-law, and you're right. According to the Rashash, so Ramosha says you can't say that, and they're doicha the Gemara. It's a shtickle shacharai, the Rashash brings from the Gemara. They're doicha that, but any blood relative of Ramosha is that pashat tzlichal and achayse. So Lamaiso, there's a Rabbeinu Yeruchim in Nesiv Chafalot or something, so the Rabbeinu Yeruchim Lamaiso says like Ramosha. And he learns that he doesn't say chamoisa. He doesn't say like Rashash that through marriage. But Taka says that there's a lashon here in the Rabbi Yerucham Shar Kratos, and it's Yidua, right? The Rabbi Yerucham was a Talmud of the Rush, and now the Tosfos Rush they didn't have Amol the Tosfos Rush, but recently we got Tosfos Rush. Tosfos Rush they had also.
What's Shar Kratos?
Right. So this is the question, meaning so the Rashash learns Yizurim Bnei Biti means that he held like Shmuel, that he held Biti was usher. We don't pass him like that, but you see he grouped together with Biti Kalasi. So we matter Biti, we also matter Kalasi. That's the Rashash's time. You see, it's in the same category. Okay, but they're doicha that raya that Fakir, he was trying to compare. I be careful with my daughter, just like with my Kala, who everyone agrees is Asr, I want to be Machmir even a Biti. So they're doicha the raya, but Lamaisa, so Rabbi Yeruchim and the Tosis Rush before him already said this heter.
You said these are people named Biti before the Achigan of the Omer or after?
Yeah, because that's Shmuel Shita in the Gemara, and that's Beit Shmuel brings Tanya. Shmuel holds everything else. Yod's not like a Mishnah. That's not, we don't pass them like that. They want to bring a Raya, just on the same Darga. So Maisa, there is a Rashash, and there is a Rebbein Yeruchim, that the Lashon of the Tosis Rush is, Doidasa Vichayotze Bahim. So Maisa, the Chikri Lei points out, he says that that's this is the Shita of Achas Bashas. We swear it all makes perfect sense. This should really. But tachas and maisa, so the achrenim are mistake to be made all so fast. Some of the terms say b'shas atak tachas shelos chacham. But the maisa, the steam of sapoyiskim is that it's just achayse the heter. No one added these other terms. So we found the maisa. Now we found the shemini ruchim. We found this tesis rush. And this is a pella, but it's a mafresh levush in the beginning of simchafei. The levush of simchafei is talking about hachakam erayis. He's talking about you bring rayis from chazal. You have to mark from erayis. So he says that. And like the Gemara says, Yizaru mi b'pnei biti, Yizaru li b'pnei kalasi, Zak l'vosh, v'afal pisha ein iser b'davar. You see how machmer they were. Also, the first in l'vosh, like the Rashash, he's saying even kalasi, which is your daughter, wants to do marriage. So Moshe didn't go that far. So Akoponim is a big makam in the Sugya, and that's the Shaila, and Yisar l'chayr Moshe's right. But so the place can say different svaras, that maybe Achoisai, there was a bigger kulam, because Achoisai grew up with him. So mainly, so generally, it's a fact of a carrot. That's saying the opposite of the gospel. Saying you're so ruggled with her that you have no tiger for her. It's like Kilo, since you grew up in the same house and you're so used to her, so you're not some leif to have any tigers for her.
Is this Doraisa? How does this work? Actually,
does
the Gedolah change the
Doraisa?
Before that,
just
because the
Gedolah
was
Doraisa
everywhere.
Yeah, so the Tosfos Rush asked this question. So how are we taking away the Yisurim Doraisa? So he says that. We have that's from the heter of Imoy. They got Rishus to do that from the heter of Imoy. The Gemara already said the heter of Imoy. And we know the aside of the heter of Imoy is that there's no Yitzhahara. So you see that the Torah really hinged the Isser on the Taiva, and that's why the Torah matter of Imoy. So Anshik Nisadil was so on that a heter that anytime you take the Yitzhahara, maybe the Isser falls away. Wow. So Tosfos Rush's question, this is it. Fine. So. What? Oh, you're right. So this is the Tzal Chochmas Taina. It's on in. Where is he going on? Right. So, okay. Well, we're going to get to this Taina. So Ramosha, based on this idea, this is what he's really talking about in that Tshuva. That this is the Shaila. Is there Beteva Yetzar? Is it Beteva Nishkin Yetzar? So, Dr. Ramosha, let's say you have a Goyisha father and her daughter, and the daughter is Megayeres. So now, al pi halacha, she can marry her mother, her father, Mikra, then, if he would be Megayer also. They're not related anymore. It's Katan Shinoda Dami. So maybe she should also be Yichud. And what was another Meachim to God? He's up to Moshe, and Taka, this they bring from Eliashim, and also the place where we're masking, that is Blyab Setim. So up to Moshe, because again, Zol Basertan. The heter was, it's really based on this Nemo. If the Isser Yichud is based on Mechash Bia, and the Melo, you need a tithe, you need a korban. And you see the Anshik Nesloda could take away the tithe. And you see the Torah already said you have no tithe for your mother. So up there, they had their blives for Giyaris to be with her non-Jewish, not relative anymore. So tell Chachma asked to her Moshe. He says, well, we're not Dorish time of the Krah. Like a similar time you're saying, we're never Dorish time of the Krah. So I just think that's the goof of the Nakud over here, the place we're saying that Shiny Yichud. Yichud, so this is what Tashis Rosh is really saying. Yichud, the Torah hinged on the Taiva, and the Melo, the Torah was Dorish time of the Krah. And this is really gets back to what we were discussing last week, that Yichud is unique, is that it's a Xaver, really. It's not an Isser Be'etzim, it's an Isser Be'etzim only because of the Chash Bias. Anytime we take away the Chash Bias, it takes away the Isser. It's like the idea of Bible here. So the Mela, they want to be Mekel. Okay, so one more Nakuta, this is really, gets into a, you know, it's a big Shaila, and it's a very, like, you know, heated Shaila, Shaita it seems, so smart. So the question is, could you use this idea for an adopted child? Meaning the parents adopt a child when they're one day, a child when it's one day old. And the father's with the daughter from one day, and they mamish grow up together, and it's all natural, you know, they're all naturally living together and knock each other. So not to tell you, maybe it's sad to say, but there's no taiva. You can take away the teva, the taiva. So, like, when Tzitzelias wrote this, he was inside the Bahakal, Maisa the Gedolei Eretz Yisrael attacked him, Kifus and Bacharifus, and in the Sfarim they quote the Kol Kairi, like, every Gedolei Eretz Yisrael was like, Shran, what? The Tzitzelias, the Waldenberg. So he was knight to the Hakal, whatever was the Shas HaTak. They have other Eitzes also, we'll see a little bit in terms of Shmira. There's other Eitzes, other ways out of it. Might use Mekel because of Arasukya. This is really where Ramosha is coming from. Yeah, it's our initial Eitzes. So here, Ramosha says, here you can't say it. Here, we can't invent, you know, they grab the stuff and they shecht in him. Like, they know how these things work. We can't say that, yeah, because of our Hasharas, there's no title.
It's only true if you can say it's Dafka Achis.
Well, what's the heter of Kravis? Also, because Anshin can't sing, they'll take away the type, right? Oh, right. Nechanami. That's also Shtikal Tani, you're saying you're Nehabe. Even if you are masking. So let's say you're only Matar Achoyse. But even if you're only Matar Achoyse, so first we have Chazal saying that because the derech of an Achoyse is to grow up with her, so Chazal says that. So Tzitzel Yezer is making this type of tzushta. He's saying for those who matter just Achoyse, we can hear an idea that is also Regilus here. But here, already Pesim said that we can't make up. Meaning it's difficult enough what the Gemara is doing. That we say, okay, Chazal knew how to deal with the Yitzhar. But we can't make up Hasharas like that. So in Melo, the Tkifas, the Tvaran, so Maitzer and Moshe there comes to matter from a different angle. Not from Yitzhar that there's no Kirvan, there's no Taiv, and there's no Yichud. But there is Yichud. He said a Chiddush in Hilchos Shmira that usually a Shomer means you have to have a Shomer coming in and out. He said a Chiddush that when both the mother and the adoptive mother and father are both alive and both living together, so he says that even if one's miyachid with the other, the other one goes away for a few days.
Aliyah.
What?
It's like,
yeah, he says like more than he's that type of idea. He says each parent is so worried that the other one's gonna ask the kid, you know, everyone's so worried for the welfare of their child that each the mother is scared of the father is scared of the mother, and the adoptive is so scared of each other. So if it's for Kufa Kitsara, it's man kutzer, one, you know, Shasat Chak, the mother had to go away for a week, so then he like sees Makam Lakal, but he himself says, but if one of the adoptive parents dies, no Malcolm Huckle, because he wasn't masking to sit on his yourself.
It's meant to be mounted up later on. So he says that.
Thank you. This is what's in the field.